There we go. It's time for sports with Mike Cossi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You feeling better today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't sleep at all. What was that? Monday night?
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, yeah.
So. Something I ate was did me in.
Was eating you. All right.
Yeah, really, from the inside out.
All right, well, I guess we can go to Major League Baseball first. I mean, the Mets are starting to find out what reality is when they play the better teams.
That was ugly last night. Yeah. Real ugly. I mean, the Mets had the lead.
Yep.
And boy, oh boy, that relief pitching was awful at best.
The Yankees got by Baltimore in who cares game because it's just one of those games that fills the schedule. But the amazing thing is the White Sox taking 2 out of 3 from Houston.
Yeah, that was an interesting game yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Late in the game, the Astros came back. They hit a two or three run homer to tie it up, and then Chicago they hit a grand slam in the ninth inning to take the lead and win the game 13-9. So a little slugfest. You know, sometimes you do play down to your opponents, and I think that's what happened with Houston up there. So
it's got to happen sooner or later. If you're Houston, the Yankees, or the Dodgers, and you get on these constant 5, 6, 7, 8 game winning streaks, sooner or later, a clunker goes in. It's baseball.
Yep.
Sooner or later, a clunker goes in. But then again, it was back to the football scores because Washington beat Cincinnati 17-7. Philadelphia beat Chicago 11-1. Los Angeles.
The Idolist was back out yesterday.
The Dodgers 9-1 over Miami. Once again, a lot of. It's no great shakes, but between the Yankees and the Orioles, 13 runs on the board. Texas and Toronto, 11 runs on the board. I mean, double-figure runs on the board for just about every game.
Yep. Yep, like we did the other day. It was 129 runs scored in 8 games and an average of 16 runs scored in the game. It was just pathetic.
Yeah, you look at it and you just say to yourself, and it's funny, they did a stat on MLB Network yesterday afternoon. I guess name a great old pitcher. I forget which one they were talking about, but an old pitcher who had 186 starts in his career.
That's not many.
No. But you know how this was back in the old days. You know how many 9-inning games he pitched?
How many games did he start?
Like 180 some.
I'd say 170.
Yeah, it was like some, and they were just saying, this is how the game has changed. It's it was some absurd. And then that's when they brought up other pitchers from different eras, the same thing. I mean, I think the lowest it got before the late 80s was 50-60% of the starts they got into the ninth inning or the eighth
inning. Yeah, I mean, it used to be. If you didn't go at least 7 innings as a starter, it was a bad outing. I don't care if you gave up 2 runs. You had to go 8 or 9 innings to be considered to be a good pitcher. If you went 6, 7 innings, there was something wrong with you. And, you know, funny story, I was talking to someone yesterday who has a kid playing youth ball, high school ball, whatever you want to call it, and this person was telling me that a pitching coach told them not to have the boy run. Running's no good for you. I was like, what? I said, that's 1,000% incorrect. If you're a pitcher, you have to run. There's no such thing as a pitcher that doesn't run. So there you have it. That's where the problems initiate with pitching nowadays. How can a pitcher not run? The first thing that goes is your legs. You have to have leg strength. And, you know, then went on to say that the weights are no good for your knees. So how do you condition yourself? Do you condition yourself as a pitcher? What do you do? So there you have where the problems come in with pitching nowadays. I have no words to explain when you hear someone say a pitcher shouldn't run. I have no words to explain that except that it's 1,000% incorrect.
All right. Hey, your favorite guy, Lonzo Ball, and the Ball brothers, they actually did something interesting.
They start a cartoon or something?
No, they're distancing themselves from their father's company. I mean, all it took was for a member of their father's company, a guy by the name of Alan Foster. I don't know if you remember his name, but he was just accused of a multi-million-dollar embezzlement scheme. So the sons are saying, you know what, maybe we should distance ourselves from our dad on this thing. So we'll see what happens. But that's just a strange guy. He's a strange guy. There's athletic fathers like that that just chip in to help ruin their sons' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that they'll come out of it. And
a good sign for the Red Sox yesterday. Nathan Eovaldi started and pitched very, very well against Cleveland yesterday. So it could be a little bit of a story of too little, too late. But Eovaldi pitched very well yesterday for the Red Sox.
Yeah, there's only 40-some games left.
He didn't start. He came in the middle, but he got the win. They went to one of those committee games against Cleveland.
Yeah.
But he pitched two innings with one hit and two strikes. And if you remember last year, Eovaldi was a big part in their win. So, I mean, they're way the heck out of it, but...
Well, they're 8.5 out of the last wild card position with about
way the heck out of it.
Yeah,
they're 7.5 today, but 7.5, 8.5, they're splitting hairs. They got a long road ahead of them, and you know when the Red Sox are under 500 at home, that doesn't look good. You know, the writing's on the wall. You need a lot of teams to fall apart, and you have to play real good to catch them. And the way the Red Sox have played the entire year, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, there's only 40 games left, basically.
Yeah, you got to struggle here.
Yeah, I mean, if you go just imagine this, if you go 40-0, the other team can go
30-10.
Yeah, just to catch them, just to catch them.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going 40-0.
No. So if the Red Sox,
if they go 30-10, the other team has to play 500 to get caught.
Yeah. So,
and you know it's not going to happen.
Well, anyways, all right. Well,
hey, the Yankees play a real team tonight. They play the Indians.
They play the Schnindians. That's right.
So we'll see what happens there. The Indians are hitting a lot better. Expect a lot of baseballs to leave the stadium.
Oh, gotcha. This is going to be like the Minnesota series, and like the Red Sox. It's going to be the pitchers' ERAs will go up.
Yeah, they certainly will.
All right.
So a lot of overs would be attained in this series.
All right.
Did you pass my pick on yesterday?
No, I didn't, because I didn't get your message till we were off the air.
He won.
All right, so your pick won yesterday.
So let's go silently. Won yesterday. Today up in Saratoga in the third race, what is an optional claimer, but it has all the earmarks of a stake race. The three-horse, No Dozing, is my pick for today. In the third race, the three-horse at Saratoga.
No Dozing.
No Dozing.
All right, Mike.
There'll be no dozing tonight in the stadium either, so
all right.
Don't fall asleep in the stands. You might get hit with a baseball because they'll be flying out of there.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.